What is the most valuable part for you and the coaches in coming to the Senior Bowl?
Well, you get a chance to eyeball them, first of all. And then, you know, a lot of these small school players, they get up against better competition. So I think that's always good when you see how they interact with other people. And then you see them against good players, every play. So I think that's a lot of it. We do get a chance to interview them for the first time. So I think all those things are good.
Yeah, you mentioned the small school players. They come far and wide, even have someone from Canada, coast to coast. Just how valuable is it to get everyone in one place?
Yeah, it's great. I think it's fun for the players, too. You know, it's a real honor to be invited to the Senior Bowl. When you get a chance, it's actually hard for us, you know, when I'm watching practice because I'm trying to focus on one group or one guy, and then, you know, you got to go on. But luckily you get to tape for everybody. So, but it gives you kind of the first blush for it.
Okay. This is the start of their transformation to the professional league with some rule changes, some different techniques that Coach Edwards mentioned in an interview with us. Just describe what it's like to see those players make that next step.
Well, the biggest thing, like last week when George was coaching those guys, I get a chance to find out how they interact with the playbooks, how they interact with the different schemes and things like that, and understanding, again, the professional rules. So, that part is really good. You don't get to see it as much here when you're just watching, but, luckily I have some friends on some other staffs, and they'll tell me about some of these guys.
And I would think the practices would be a great way where you can actually see a player's love and passion for the game, something that might not show up when they're running 40 at the combine or something of that nature.
Right. One of the big things that you get to see is, how they finish plays, how they interact with the other guys. All that stuff is important.
What do you look for from the big school guys now that they're out of the system that they've been able to thrive in and in a whole new environment?
As far as the big school guys, it's the same thing. You know, they get to go against good competition now this whole week, whereas during the season they might even, it might be three or four games throughout the whole course of the year. So I think it's just a competition. Especially when they get up against real good players, then you can kind of evaluate them even better.
Shifting toward the Vikings, a couple of staff changes. The interim designation of Coach Shermer has been lifted. He's going to be the offensive coordinator. Talk about that and what you saw from him working with Sam in the offense in the second part of the season.
Well, I think Pat did a great job of coming in under difficult circumstances. Pat and I have a good relationship. We're able to communicate very easily. Pat's very open and to suggestions, to ideas. He's not one of those guys that kind of knows everything. So, it's been good. And then obviously, I think the relationship with Sam and Pat is good as well. And, I think, we've been doing a lot of things with the offense, sitting in and going through the cut-ups in the mornings. And I go through the cut-ups with the defense in the afternoons. And so, we're just starting at the beginning process, but it's kind of refreshing to be with almost a new system now.
Coach Stefanski's going to be working with quarterbacks this season. He's also worked with running backs and tight ends in the time that you've been here. How advantageous is that to bring what he's learned from those groups to the quarterbacks room?
I think it's going to be great for Kevin in the future. He's getting a good idea of how to coach a lot of different positions, a lot of the skill positions. So I think that will really enhance him in his career as we go forward. It's nice to have a different idea on how the running back see things, how to the quarterback, and how the tight end see things as a quarterback.
Okay, you brought in Clancy Barone for tight ends, Kenny Polamalu for running backs. Describe what you think those guys are going to add to the team.
Well, I think they're both experienced coaches. Clancy's coached with the offensive line and tight ends. He's won the Super Bowl. He's been with a lot of good coaches. He's a very energetic guy, very smart. I think he'll fit in really good with the staff, give him some new ideas. And the same thing with Kennedy. Kennedy was in Jacksonville. They had a very good running game when he was there. And then he's been at USC and UCLA. And, I think that always can help when you have college coaches come in that have seen a lot of these guys that are out here or guys that they played against. So when you get into the draft process, you have an idea of they might be able to add some things because they might have recruited them.
Excellent.
And I guess lastly, a lot of Vikings fans have expressed concern over the season with your eye. Looks like it's doing better. Can you provide an update on that?
Yeah, it's doing better. I still can't see out of it, but I'll have another surgery probably end of April, and then hopefully it'll be all good then.